Hello?
Hey, Mohammed, Dan Nelson, Local Splash. How you doing today, brother?
Hey, Dan. Doing great, thank you.
Good. Good to hear. So I'm saying there's a bunch of notes on here. I actually came in the office a little later today. So Yelp ads, you ended up doing those on your own, right? The alternative to Google ads? Is that correct?
Well, yeah, I called them up and I was supposed to fix something, but then they just pretty much, you know, gave me the steps to do it on my own.
Okay.
And they told me they give me the discounts too.
Oh, they did. And so they give you the same.
Yeah.
Okay, good, 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 good. So I wanted to make sure
even
you
more.
You know what I'm saying? Even
yeah.
more. Okay, good. Hey, everything happens for a reason, brother. I'm glad that worked out.
Yeah.
You messaged too earlier about the call tracking number. I see. So it looks like they removed those. You have Google voice numbers, right? You're going to use?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Let me check those real fast. Okay. One quick second.
Yeah, it's like I'm dealing with so many people now. I'm confused. You know, this is kind of a problem for me.
What happened was the Yelp ad thing, right? I was looking into an alternative to Google ads. So I reached out to our Google ad department and I brought up what you said about the, like the M8 search thing. And we're a Google Premier partner. So we want to make sure, like, what they told me basically is we don't want to do anything to jeopardize your Google listing from getting banned, you know? So they gave me an option of Yelp ads to try to get you results there. And Amy's the main one that kind of spearheaded that program. So that's why we set up that call with her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then I know you talked to Catherine here too, right, recently? Or let me see.
Yeah, and actually Amy.
Amy, yeah. So you have a team here, though, dedicated to your company. So that's why, you know, you've talked to a few different people, basically, you know, just to clarify.
Yeah, kind of curious can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Perfect. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you know, they told me, I guess, apparently, just because of doing my Yelp on my own,
mm-hmm.
they no longer want to, you know, run it.
Wait, what do you mean?
Because I did it on my own. Yeah, they told me they don't want to run it. They can't. They won't run my Yelp for a certain time, for 6 months. I'm like, oh. You don't want to run it, why not? It's in case I change my mind.
God, yeah. So Yelp ads, right? Just to clarify, it's the newest program that we added, right? So I'm not super well versed in that program, but basically, to my understanding, we're either like running the ads for you, or if you're running them on your own, we can't manage like your Yelp ads that you're running. Does that make sense? Like, it's kind of like, same thing with Google ads. Like, if you're running your own Google ads, like, with other companies, we wouldn't go in and, tinker with those. We would have to run a whole new Google ad campaign. I hope I'm making sense, you know?
No,
yeah.
Okay, I agree, but if, like, for instance, if I decide to stop doing my ads, just,
mm-hmm.
Have somebody else take over, you know, that's different.
Right, right.
Just like
no,
somebody
I
was running it before, and then I stopped, and then you guys were going to come and take it. So it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, no, it sounds the same to me. I don't know about that six-month thing. Again, the whole Yelp ads thing is new. I was just trying to find an alternative for you for Google ads, you know. Okay, so all tracking numbers are
thing,
working on those. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second.
Yeah,
you guys need bell service? Go puppy on sauce?
No.
No, here's my business card just in case. Yeah, I had to solicit next to the jail today. Go ahead.
Right. Okay, so you sent
hello?
An email,
yeah.
Something about the third location, right? What's going on with that?
Yeah, apparently I'm having issues with Google, and I spoke to Abraham, one of your guys, I guess. He said that, I don't know, we're going to figure it out somehow. I've attempted to verify the location twice, and it was not successful. I don't understand why they're not verifying it through the video. You know, I just went by the procedures, and it just didn't go through. So now it's like, how can we advertise on this third location if it's not even on Google Maps? So that's
right.
Why I'm saying, you know, let's focus on two locations and that's it right now. Or one location, whatever it is.
So Abraham is like a VIP campaign manager type of thing, right? So he basically, he took over your account because you have multiple locations. They're going to find an alternative method to getting you verified. There's advanced verifications. There's video verifications. So part of what you paid for, right, with those three locations, I know two of them were already PIN verified, which is great, right? We could get in and start optimizing it right away. But that third location, which is the LA location, right, that's what they're going to work on to get verified for you.
Yeah, because I was curious, like, I paid for this, and I'm not, you know, we're not working on it, and it's like, you know, I think probably roll over credits until next month, until we move forward with that location, or I don't know how you guys want to figure it out with that part.
That's a great question. I know the client interview, you ended up going out of town, right, and things kind of got prolonged a little bit.
I got really busy.
Yeah, which is understandable, brother. You know, I get it. I get busy too. I understand. What I'm going to do though is, and I know you don't want to bounce around all these people or whatnot, but since, Abraham, he's kind of taken over your account as an account manager, and trust me, he's great. I'm going to go ahead and message him. That way, he could contact you and like go over what's being done and all that good type of stuff too. Does that sound good?
Yeah, he called me earlier today, and I told him the situation, and then I guess he's gonna be working on it, and we'll wait.
Yeah, if he said he's working on it, he's the man. Trust me. Like all he does all day is account manage. You know me, I set up Google Guaranteed programs, I set up new client. Like he just works on current onboarded clients all day, every day. So trust me, you're in good hands with him. But still, nevertheless, I'm going to shoot him a message so he kind of knows what's going on too, you know?
Okay, perfect.
Okay. All right. So I'll shoot him a message and I'll let him know after, you know, to contact you from our 877 number too at his earliest convenience. And I know usually later is better for you, right? Like closer to 4?
No, actually, now I'm flexible.
You're flexible. Okay.
Around,
okay, good.
Yeah. Now I have timing of my own.
Okay. All right. Good to hear, brother. So, what was
it?
In
the morning,
manufacturing
and,
job, right? You stopped doing that or just curious?
Yeah. I stopped doing it.
Slow down.
Suddenly.
Okay. Got you, man. It happens, you know. But let's get this bail stuff rolling, you know. So, I'll message him right now. And I'll put in the notes because I notated before later is better for you. I'll make sure he knows you have more flexibility now for sure. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Trust me, you're in good hands, Muhammad. We're working hard for you, okay?
Oh, yeah. Quick question.
Yeah, ask.
Can you guys review my Yelp? At least take a look at it and you guys research, have an idea. I don't know if you guys can give me some pointers at least before taking over or unless.
So Yelp is super new to me. Like it's 100% new to me. The one that can go over that with you would be either Amy or Abraham as well. Like it's our newest product that we started offering. You know, so I'll just notate that in the notes too for Abraham as well. About looking into the Yelp listing for you.
Okay, thank you. Because, you know, I look at it as as this as a, you know, a long-term thing with you guys.
That's
so
what
I
want to
perfect
too.
Everything.
Yeah.
As long as everything is working smoothly, you know, you're happy and I'm happy, you know, and we keep doing business.
Yeah, that's our main goal here is client retention. We want to keep you on long term. You know, we have a lot of clients that have been with us, like, we've been in business 20 years. We have a bunch that have been 19, 18, 15 years, you know, so our goal is to keep you on long term for sure. And we really work hard to make that happen. You know, and trust me, you being with Abraham, that is a good situation because he works on like VIP accounts, you know, so you're totally in good hands with him.
Awesome.
All right. All right. So I'm going to shoot a message to him right now just so he knows what's going on. And I'll mention the Yelp stuff as well. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right, Mohammed. Bye.
And, oh, yeah. Another. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
So you're good.
One more thing.
You're good.
Another thing is I'm not really happy with this 877 number. It's like, I don't know who's calling me every time I call. I like to speak to somebody directly.
Save it in your phone.
Extension numbers and that.
Yeah, so my extension is 711, right? That's how you get to me directly. What I'll do is I'll have Abraham go over his extension with you too when he calls.
Okay, perfect.
I don't even know what it is.
Thank you.
You know, really.
I think he gave it to me already, but I think
Did he? Okay. Yeah,
yeah,
mine's 711 though, for sure. That's how you get a hold of me directly.
Perfect.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, brother. You have a great rest of your day, Mohammed.
Yeah, bye.
Talk to you soon.
Peace out.